while we were in Angoon. Now I'm talking way before the flood. Way before the flood. While we were in Angoon. While we were in Angoon, it was one man that taken care of the tide. He's the master of the tide. He's a man like King Herod. He's a tough man. Our Indian story and the Bible are just compared the same, putting it the same. This man in Indian, Yukishkukek, he's the master of the tide. Yukishkukek, he's the master of the tide. That's what that means. That's his name. That's his name. And he had a sister. He had a sister. Every time his sister have a baby, Yukishkukek, he kills his sister's child. His sister's child. He kills it. And one day that woman, she was going forth and back down on a beach crying. What how her brother treating her? What her brother doing to her? Every time she had a little boy, her brother kills it. And she was down on a beach crying. This woman is crying. She's crying about her son that her brother killed. And a crane come to this woman. A crane come to this woman. The crane says, "A woman, how come you crying?" "Yes, my brother just killed one of my little son. My son. My brother kills it. I tell you what to do," the crane say. "I tell you what to do. You look around as you're going around on a beach. You look around. If you see a solid rock, be sure that it's no crack on the rock. Be sure there's no crack on the rock. Put that in your mouth and swallow it." The crane give this woman an order. The white man say an order. All right. So she looked around on a beach, and when she find it a solid rock, she swallow it. That little rock become a baby. Her stomach started to grow. That woman. Her stomach started to grow. And when she had that baby, she named it the raven. Now that baby born from a rock. Her brother doesn't know anything about. She's raising up a boy. Her brother is a bad man. Yukishkukek is a bad man. So they want anybody to know that she had a little boy growing it up. And finally she was about probably 17, 18-year-old boy. The woman say, "Sonny, would you go up to your uncle, see if he needs any help?" "Oh, yes, Mom, I'll do that for you. I'll go up to uncle and ask him if he needs any help." So the boy ran out to his uncle's place. He says, "Uncle, kindest way, uncle, you need any help, uncle?" His uncle say, "Yes, yes, I need help. I'm making a canoe, and I need help to dig it out." That's one of his traps. That's one of Yuki Spookake traps. He wants to kill his sister's boy. Yes, I need help. I want you to go inside of that canoe and start digging out on it. That canoe works. It bites a man in two. That's the way it works. It's a trap. All right, Uncle. I'll go inside and dig it out for you. And he jumped into the canoe as he was digging it out and chopping it out. The canoe is closing up on him, closing up on him. The canoe is biting now. The canoe is going to bite him in two. And with two of his elbows, he born from a rock. With two of his elbows, he pushes that canoe and breaks it open. He break that canoe open. He went back to his uncle's place. Why did you come back? Well, I'll tell you, Uncle. That canoe was biting me, so I break it open. My goodness. His uncle was mad. You see that next place? You see where that tree is? Yeah, I see that. I want that tree to be felled. All right? That tree, it's a long grass grow on that tree. It's a funny tree. A long grass grow on that tree. And when that grass coming down from that tree, it go through you like a bullet. It kills men. It kills men, that grass. I want that tree to be felled. He wants to get rid of his nephew. Okay, Uncle, I'll go over there and chop it. He went over there, and just as he was chopping the tree, that long grass coming down on him, and there's nothing, it just slipped off from his skin because he born from a rock. The boy, he born from a rock. When he chopped that tree down, he went back to his uncle. How come you come back? His uncle say, how come? Well, I'm already chopped the tree down. My goodness, my goodness. His uncle say, you go over to that next place. You see that big giant octopus. I want that big giant octopus. He wants to kill his nephew. He wants to kill his nephew. All right, Uncle. While he was going over there to see the giant octopus, he talked to the giant octopus. He said, make yourself small. Make yourself small. The big giant octopus, he was just like he melting. He's melting just like ice, getting smaller and smaller and smaller. He was about the size of a small octopus. Then he gaffed it. He threw it up on his shoulder and started taking it over to his uncle's place. And when he threw it down on the ground inside the house, now make yourself big. Make yourself big. The giant octopus is growing bigger and bigger and bigger. His uncle says, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. Put it out. Put it out. Put it out. So the raven, he says, make yourself small once more. Make yourself small. He was about as small as a small octopus. He lifted up and threw it out into the sea. His uncle was so mad that he asked for the tide to come. That's why we have the flood. That's why we have the flood. in the Bible. No, he built the ark. It was too many wicked people on this earth. But the ending story, this King Yukiskukik, he wants to get rid of his nephew. That's why the flood come.